Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello, welcome back. It's a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I don't know if it was storming pretty bad and it's kind of died off. So, yeah, it's been it's crazy. One thing I'm going to get into tonight is Sound of Freedom is at, like, my source says it's over $100 million, but it's at, like, $83 million to over $100 million, and the Dead Reckoning is slipping, and Indiana Jones just never really even could compete, and there is more people coming forward saying, hey, look, this theater said it sold out on the website. There's like three of us here. There's no AC. The fire alarms are going off. Oh, and, you know, just trying to keep people, because Hollywood doesn't want, you know, people that are involved in Hollywood, Netflix, and all these, and Disney, and Target, they support all this stuff. They don't want it exposed. The people in D.C. don't want people seeing this because three-quarters of D.C., don't matter if it's an R or D in front of your name, they're into pedophilia. They're into child trafficking. And with the Hollywood writer's strike and everything, it's bringing a light to something they don't want the light brought to. Four people were wounded and one killed during a drive-by shooting just after 2 a.m. Sunday in Chicago Mayor's office, Brandon Johnson, Chicago. Different person, same problem. 37 people shot that we know of. Ain't nothing gonna change. He don't care. He's the mayor. He's living a good life. You think he has to worry about his butt being shot? You think he lives in South Chicago? I don't think so. I don't think that mayor lives in South Chicago. I don't think he lives with Clark and Van Buren. I don't think he's spending the night in a flop house. Christopher Nolan this morning that AI is a complicated two words. Artificial intelligence. Yeah, see, Kamala Harris is what's going to happen if AI goes global. She's the Oppenheimer moment. She's what's going to happen. And, well, what we need to do is we need to all get electric cars, go solar and wind power, and we need to decrease the population. And then we'll be able to have a better planet for our kids. Have you seen that, ladies? Instead of saying pollution, population. I don't call it karma, but New York's prestigious public theater, who staged the assassination of Donald Trump in its infamous 2017 production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, they're laying off 19% of their staff because it's having catastrophic financial losses. That's God. That's not karma here. You don't kill anybody. A cashier at a San Antonio 7-Eleven opened fire on armed robber suspects who demanded money. Gee. Imagine if more convenience stores tried to get robbed and the person behind the counter shot back. Let's go rob this community. No, I might get shot at. No, you rob. No, you take. No. Guess we're not going to do it today. Just so much. I'm going to get into so much. And I mean, like all this stuff with Dr. Fauci that they're coming out. They have all this. Everything we've known. They knew it was from a lab. They knew all this Wuhan stuff. They knew everything going on. They knew this. That and so much more. So welcome, folks, to the conversation I hope you feel a part of.
Hi, my name is Jenny Allen, and I am an author and the leader of an organization called Is Gathering. And today, we are looking at Isaiah 26:4. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. There's a lot of imagery throughout Scripture that describes God, but rock is a common one. Specifically, I think of 1 Peter, where it calls Jesus the cornerstone, that our faith, our personhood is grafted into a building, and the cornerstone of that building is Jesus. And what I love about that imagery is how solid that is, that he is there forever, that he is eternal, that he will never, ever go away, and that our lives are grafted into that rock. That those of us that trust Jesus, we are able to weather so much because we are attached to and strengthened by something that is stronger than ourselves and our finite lives here. Gosh, I mean, there is a constant barrage of how unsteady and unsafe and constantly fluid and moving our world is. And yet, God promises that he himself will be the rock, the thing that never moves, the structure that we can count on, that we find ourselves attached to. And that is our protection. And that is why we do not worry. We do not fear, no matter what comes against us.
Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock. Forever, always. Oh, yeah, trust in the Lord forever. Don't ever forget that, folks. But, yeah, I'm going to get into... People are waking up. I mean, I'm going to go back to something that's kind of old for me. But it's new. But, like, I don't know if I ever talked about this. I love, like, watching, like, Jay Leno and David Letterman because it was non-political. You could watch them laugh, and it got you away from stuff. And I'm like, man, they're just amazing. And then when they're doing reruns because there was a writer's strike, so they don't write the stuff? What the heck? They don't write this crap? You know, decent back then. What the heck? I didn't know what to do. Okay, I'm not watching reruns. Writer's strike, the writer's strike. You know, Hollywood's going under. I mean, people want to... God's Not Dead, that's what people want to see. Sound of Freedom, people want to see these type of movies. They want to see this flywheel type movie. They want to see this Christian-based, wholesome... non-woke stuff. Sons of Freedom soars to 83 million. Okay. Over 100 million, depending on, like, one of my sources said 100 million I was talking to. But one question I wonder, when there's all these videos coming out of, here's this thing showing the theater's completely empty, there's no seats except for these, and we're in here, and the things, and they're showing that there's no one here, but all these seats were sold. They're just basically proving that, okay, there's only 10 seats left for sale and there's no one here in these seats. It's not like they're not doing this like half, they're not doing this like, okay, let's wait till everyone leaves and then, no. They're showing, okay, hey, this is where we're at. Here's the seats that, you know, and you wonder if like a lot of people who've come forward to say that by the end of the movie, no one was in 90% of the seats, but they said they were all sold. Are those counting towards that 100 million or 83 million? But there's tons of videos I shared, especially on my Facebook page. I'm careful what I share there because I'm about to lose everything on it because they flag you. But, you know, when you see tons of people, okay, here's a fifth video of, like, fire alarms going off at a movie theater trying to keep people from seeing that movie. or they say the theater sold out. But there's only like 5 seats. They don't want people to see this movie. They don't want people to see this movie. They don't. Well, because, I mean, when Hollywood, Netflix, Disney, all these are involved in this. DC is involved in it. Politicians, you know, they don't want this stuff coming out. They're going to ruin my livelihood. I'm going to go to my club and spend my $100,000 so I can sex traffic. I mean, it's sad that this is one of the highest grossing films in terms of, I wish they didn't have to make a movie on sex trafficking and little kids. But unfortunately, it's a real problem. And this is, and then they try to like, this, well, it's not real. It's a, the guy's real. He's actually spoken in front of House Judiciary Committees and Congresses and Senates, and he's spoke out. He's done this. That raid you saw in the movie was real. But whatever, you know. What we really need to worry about is, you know, we need to go solar and global warming. You know, we need to go solar and wind power and have battery-powered cars. We need to cut populations down. That way our kids have a better planet than it. I mean, Kamala Harris is the dictionary definition of what happens when, if AI was to come in. I mean, that's the thing. There's no cognitive thinking. All I got to do is hit the new park yourself. From forward, you hit the button and bam, my car parallel parks. What happens if it screws up and you hit another car when you're doing the automatic park where it parallel parks for you? What happens if you hit, is it your fault? Oh, I wasn't driving. I was sure I had the autopilot thing. It's not my fault. I mean, who's a liable? You don't learn anything. Like the old saying, you know, you learn more by doing than you do not. Hello?
I'd like to know where my pizza is. I ordered it about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, did you want the pepperoni pizza for $30,000?
$30,000 is pretty good. You got it.
Yeah.
Can I get it in about 5 minutes?
Yeah, you can. You want hot dogs on the top, too?
Nah, no hot dogs. Pepperoni is good enough. I like cancer, so give me pepperoni.
Right on.
What's up, Kyle?
Not much, brother. How you doing?
I'm not doing too badly. Not badly. So I thought I'd come on in and find out what the topic is on your show for tonight.
I don't know if you heard how Kamala... Did you see the interview? Did you see where Kamala Harris came out and she's like talking about like the climate crisis and stuff and how we have to like lower the... We have to lower all the stuff. Like we should do all the solar energy and stuff and have battery-powered cars and stuff and lower the population. She meant to say pollution, but she said population. And I'm like, she is the definition of what's going to happen to people if artificial intelligence goes through.
Oh, what do I do now? Okay. My app is acting up again.
It's nuts.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. My phone is beginning to break down. You know, when I have it at, when I have it at 97% charge,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden it goes to 57%, and then from there, in a few seconds, it just goes off. Just turns itself
off. Oh, wow.
So I'm having phone problems. Hey, boy, I tell you. Nah, I didn't hear about Kamala and her slip about the population, she said something else that was stupid. I'm forgetting what it is now, but she only said it like a day or two ago.
Yeah, she just doesn't make any sense. And it's
well,
scary.
You know, you can always hire her to be a witch on Halloween because she loves to cackle.
But yeah, I mean, like I was talking about a little at the like a little bit ago, that she's going to be what's happened to this world if we if artificial intelligence comes in. That's the problem. There's no cognitive thinking anymore. Oh, you want to parallel park your car? You hit a button and it does it for you. I mean, people don't know how to, kids don't know how to do anything. We had to go to, we had computers when I was a kid. It was a giant computer called the library, and we were the surgeons. We had to do research. Now kids
yeah,
just
I
like,
know.
Siri, I need a book report, 3 pages long. I'm in fourth grade on white-tailed deers. Compiling a paper, 3 pages long, for a fourth grader on white-tailed deers. Sending it to your computer and printing off. There they go. We had to write it many times in pencil because the final copy had to be in ink, and if you usually get 90% of the way done, then you'd screw up at the very end like crap. The pens you couldn't erase, so you had to start all over.
You know what
these
I did?
Kids have it,
I know.
The kids have
and,
it so easy.
This is in line with what you were talking about too. When I was in college, this is many years ago.
Yeah.
And I was typing up my resume because I was, there was a class I was taking about how, I don't know, career counseling, I guess it was. So I was typing up my resume, and the professor was making it clear that you couldn't make any mistakes whatsoever on your resume, right? Because that's the first impression that the recruiter takes a look at. So I type up my resume, but I don't have a typewriter at home. I have to use the typewriter at school. So I type it up. I look at it. It looks fine. I go home. I take another look at the resume, and there is a mistake. Something like two letters, right? One mistake or two mistakes. I forget which. Do you know I had to go back to the library or wherever the typewriter was? Maybe it was inside a professor's office. I forget where. Probably the library. In order to correct that mistake of a simple error, of a simple spelling error. Now I was so glad when they invented word processors, and then my uncle bought me a typewriter, which is good. But then when they invented the word processor, and I got myself a computer and stuff like that, it was it's so I know what you're talking about. You know, the computer called the library. You know, you had to go to the library, wait online, talk to the girl at the desk. Maybe she knew what she was talking about, maybe not. Then you had to go look for the book. Then you had to check it out. Then you had to bring it back. Oh, it was a pain.
Yep. And that's these kids are so dumbed down. They don't do anything. They don't have to do anything. Everything's like, if Siri, I have a question, and it gives it. They don't have to think, and they don't know anything, and they're so, I mean, that's why there was this lady, I saw this, it was like a TikTok video, it was like a while ago, and this lady goes, you know, just so everyone knows, with this flat earth theory, there are flat earthers around the globe.
Well, there are, you know,
yeah,
they can't
the globe,
prove it.
But it's a flat earth.
Oh, around the globe. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, she said, around the globe, there's flat earthers. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Are you that stupid? On the flat earth, there's a ton of people that believe in the flat earth, and I got you, but, you know, I mean.
Well, the reason that they have for the flat earth is because when a plane takes off and lands, it somehow loses time or It never really gets to the end of the earth, or it does get to the end of the earth, but somehow it just doesn't fall off, and yet that's supposed to support the flat earth. You know, me personally, I'm agnostic at anything. You can tell me anything, and I'll say, you know what? That's a possibility. But if you're going to say definitely that your particular theory is correct, then show me the evidence. And that's all I got to say. Just show me the evidence. You believe in Sasquatch? Fine, no problem. Show me Sasquatch's foot.
Yeah, don't show me a blurred out image that makes no sense.
You know,
look at this. See,
show
that?
Me, put him in a cage. Then I'll believe you.
It's like, I remember I saw this, it was like a headline, first man to give birth. And I'm like, what the heck? And I read the thing, and it was a female who kept her uterus so that she could have birth, but she had the sex change, and she had like a, they in vitro fertilized her through her belly button, and then they did a C-section to remove it. I'm like, that's not a man giving birth, that's a woman.
Yeah, did you hear about the newest transgender, probably will be a movement, the new transgender activity?
Uh-uh.
Because you're talking about a uterus and in vitro. There's a fucking guy. He wants to undergo surgery to become a woman. But the purpose of his becoming a woman isn't because he wants to be a permanent woman, a la the transgender movement. What he wants to do, he wants to become a woman so that he can have an implanted uterus so that he can be the first woman to have the uterus in order to have an abortion. So he wants to become a transgender. Yeah. He wants to become a woman specifically to give, supposedly to have, you know, to have, to create life and then to abort it. How fucking crazy are these people?
Yeah. They're nuts.
Yeah. What a world we live in. I'm just so glad I'm old enough not to have to see the next few years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, I don't, I've said this on my program many times. When you go back to, like, when I was a kid in the 80s and the hair you had to have and the clothes you had, and you look at, oh, my, that shirt and those pants, like the 70s and what people wore, and you make fun of it now. Imagine in 10 years, people, that was me, oh, my. I mean, because some of these people are having permanent stuff done for a temporary fad, in my opinion. I don't think this is going to stick permanently, and you're going to have people that for like a year or two, I was so into this thing that was who I was, and I did all this permanent stuff, and now it's not who I am, and I'm all messed up, and my body's damaged, and they're going to be screwed.
There's at least 100 people. I was reading an article a few weeks ago, and in the article it was saying there's about 100 people who want to undergo detransitioning now. They've already transitioned from mainly female, male to female, but they regret the decision, and they lament the fact that they were pressured either by their parents or by the teachers or by society when they were young. I'm talking about really young, like, you know, 9 or 10. And because these kids have, you know, the brains of a sponge, they soak up everything that somebody tells them. So one day they, you know, they have a cramp. So now somebody's telling them, well, that's an indication that you want to become a woman, because women have periods, and you can have a period every month and be like a woman. And they want to become these girls. But now they want to detransition back because now they realize the grass is not greener on the transgender side.
Mhm. Yep. Oh, I know. And it's just like, and I think so many people are being duped. I feel they're trying to get attention, and they're getting duped into doing all this stuff. And in the end, they're going to find out that, what the heck was I thinking?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that hopefully anyway, in the future, some of these detransition transgenders will sue whoever was the major influence to make them become, you know, a female or a male.
Yeah.
Because that would be interesting. I want to see those people get burned. I want them to pay out some money to the kids who have to undergo the castration and the hormone therapy and thinking about getting post-ops and all that good crap. I want them to be sued.
Yeah.
And to lose.
Oh, I know. Well, think about it like this, that the CDC has come out with new directives with COVID. If you have COVID and you get near someone who is unvaccinated, we don't quarantine. If you're vaccinated and you get near someone with COVID, you don't have to quarantine. They basically come out, and when you read all the data, they basically are saying now that an unvaccinated person is no different than a vaccinated person for COVID. So all these people that got the vaccine or refused to get the vaccine or lost their jobs and everything because you have to get this, we have to flatten the curve. The virus will not stop until everyone's vaccinated because the vaccine stops the spread. Now the CDC is saying that there's no difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated when it comes to COVID. So all those people that were duped into getting, when they tried to shove that vaccine down all the people's throats, I'm like, yeah, you told me I don't think for myself. And now when the vaccine comes out, I'm thinking for myself. Guess what? Now all these people that, get it, shut up, just get the vaccine. Hurry up, just shut up. We're all going to die. And then now there's no difference. I'd be pissed if I was someone that lost my job. I'd be suing.
I think somebody is. Don't quite remember what the case is, but I'm hoping that more people will sue. You know, as a matter of fact, back then when there was a lot of pressure to either get vaccinated or you won't have a job, the what was it that was? They were trying to indemnify employees or employers rather, who were forcing their employees to get vaccinated, but. Oh, yeah, it's coming to me now, slowly, but it's coming to me. There were people who were saying, okay, boss, if you want me to get vaccinated, okay, fine. But if I come down with even so much as the sniffles, I am suing your ass because you're telling me to get vaccinated. The vaccination doesn't work. I'm getting sick, and now it's because of you. So there was a lawsuit, I think, pending, or at least people were talking about the fact that you could do that, you know, if you wanted to say no, if you wanted to stand up to the bullshit. But this whole world is topsy-turvy from the time when I was a kid. Up is down, down is up. Have you seen the fashion, like, say, for women? What they're wearing, the hairstyles and stuff? It is the ugliest fucking thing. The hair always looked like they stuck their finger in a wall socket. And I'm looking at these women, I'm saying, you don't know when your hair doesn't look good? Come on.
Yeah. I like when they have that evolution photo of the apes and it gets up to like today and it goes, turn around, something's gone horribly wrong.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's hilarious. But it's just, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, like, hey, if you're fully vaccinated and the thing works, if you got a mask on, because I had people, where's your mask? You're going to kill us all. I'm like, okay, how am I going to inspect you if you're wearing a mask and it works? If you go into a gas chamber like in the Army and then you take your gas mask off and you read your Army identification number and the information they have you do with the mustard gas going off, you shouldn't have a problem with the mask on. You should be able to breathe fine. It's when you take it off that you have a hard time reciting all that stuff. If your mask truly works and the vaccine truly works, how am I going to – I want you – if you want to get 10 vaccines and 25 boosters, go right ahead. I'm not stopping you. I'm not trying to force you. Why are you forcing me? And it's just like, now, oh, there's no difference.
Yeah. I mean, look, if the vaccine's supposed to work, then what are you worried about? There's a person I know who owns a social club, and she wants her patrons to be vaccinated. but she doesn't do her research. She just believes whatever CNN tells her, you know. And she's typical of the people who don't understand, you know, logic. If the vaccine works, then why do you care if people you associate with are unvaccinated? Because if your vaccine works, you're not going to get sick. So what is your problem?
Yeah. It's sort of like going to Africa and getting a vaccine for malaria. Well, what's the point of getting the malaria vaccine if when you go there, if those people aren't vaccinated from it, then they're going to spread it, and you're going to get it, even though you got the vaccine.
Yeah.
Oh, what, huh?
Well,
that's your logic.
You know, they also come out with the Orwellian type of medical speak, where they say, you know, the vaccine is good, but, and they admit, the CDC admitted some time back, that it won't help everybody. There will be people who will catch COVID, even with the vaccine. So if you're saying you should be vaccinated, but it doesn't work, then don't you think you ought to rethink your position entirely and try to get better vaccines? Nah, can't do that.
Yep. It's ridiculous. But, I mean, it's just like these people. I've met people that, like, okay, how can you be for abortion but against school shootings? You want to kill a kid in the womb but not in the classroom?
Wait a minute. Say that again, Kyle. How can you be for abortion? There are people that
support, like, I'm for abortion, but then, so you're okay with killing a kid in the womb, but when it comes to a school, we need to take away guns. We had another school shooting. How dare people kill kids? But you're okay with killing someone in the womb.
Oh, well, two different concepts. Yeah, therefore killing the kid in the womb because... the poor kid might be deformed, so they're okay with killing it then. I'm for abortion myself. You know, I'm not for the woman's choice. I'm not that particular. I'm not about that. What I am for, and I recognize that it is, you know, the taking of life. But in some instances, I believe that it's justifiable homicide. You know. If you were raped, for example, why should a woman have to carry around the baby of a rapist?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm for that. If you know, if, for example, your baby is definitely going to be born with spina bifida and cancer and be missing an eye, and you know that 99.9% of babies born like that are unhappy as hell, then I'm for abortion. You know? Yes, mm-hmm. It's the taking of life, but does the taking of life, does that mean that it's necessarily worse than the living hell that somebody has to go through?
Yeah.
So I think those are questions that both sides of the table should take up and discuss thoroughly.
But it's nice to see at least some people waking up, because, I mean, like, I tried to educate people from day one, like, do your research, do your homework, don't listen to me, don't listen to anybody, do your homework. If you've done all your homework, you know, like these people that testified that were censoring, like, stuff on the hydroxychloroquine and stuff, and you were, like, censoring it. Are you a medical doctor? What school do you... So you're censoring a medical doctor's actual opinions based on being a medical doctor, going to medical school. You're going to censor them, but you have no idea if what they're saying is true or not. You're just censoring it because you're told to by the government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically. I don't have a degree. I was told to censor this. I was told to do that.
Yeah, I remember having a discussion with a guy who has a show on Blog Talk Radio. And, he's all for the vaccine, he and his co-host. And I said, well, how do you know that what you're reading is the truth? How do you know that the vaccine is actually something that helps? He says, I read the medical reports. I said, you read the medical reports? He says, yeah, and I know by reading them that the vaccine works and that people should get vaccinated. Okay, I go, you got to be kidding me. Are you a doctor? No, but I read the reports. And I go, okay. All right,
fine. Yep, I read the dossier too.
Oh, see, they can read medical reports, they know legalese, but they don't do the research to find out the other side of the coin, right?
Oh,
they don't
yeah.
want to find out whether or not that what their first exposure is, in terms of the propaganda, whether or not the propaganda can be refuted. They don't want to know that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So go get vaccinated, believe the government. The government is your friend. Good luck to you.
Yep. It's like these people that like, oh, if the Supreme Court was doing the bidding of the Democrats, they would think it was great. But since they're actually siding on freedom's side, they're like, well, no, the Supreme Court, man, here we go.
Yeah.
And they hate it.
And wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, talk about freedom. Have you heard about the movie The Sound of Freedom?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, how was it?
It's good. It's hard to watch knowing that, you know, that stuff goes on. Like I've seen evidence where Obama in his White House, they have what's called Pizzagate, where they had pizzas and hot dogs. And depending on how much, you know, how many pizzas did you buy and you spend $69,000 on hot dogs and pizzas? And especially, I remember my wife showed me a video from Wayfair where this guy was showing this $100 dresser in Wayfair, and then they showed the exact same one that was like $30,000, and they said that $30,000 dresser, that $20,000 dresser, that was a kid you were getting. And as soon as that video went viral where it showed like these Wayfair items that are like $100 or $200 selling for $40 or $60 or $30,000 or $20,000, they eventually disappeared. You couldn't find them.
So are you saying that the Wayfair furniture, that was just code for children?
Yeah, like if you went on this, because they showed, here's this dresser that's like $99. They found the exact
right.
same dresser on Wayfair at another auction, but it was like $30,000 for the same dresser. And they said that was just like, when you bought that $30,000 one, you were getting a kid.
Oh,
and
really?
I guess depending on what furniture you got, it was a boy or a girl, or just like Pizzagate, depending on what kind of toppings you got. If you got a pepperoni pizza, it might be a redhead. If you got a taco pizza, it might be a little Mexican boy, or whatever the case.
So were these children, were they like 2 or 3 years old and they didn't know what reality was, and they just figured if they handed the 2-year-old or 3-year-old over to a new person that the kid would adopt, or actually would adapt rather, and then think of this person as mommy or daddy eventually?
Well, what they do is like, okay, like I'm a photographer and I go to you and say, hey, you're in Peru, and hey, your son or daughter might be a great model. And they take the 6 and 7-year-old to this room. Okay, come back at 6 o'clock at night and we're going to do a photo shoot with them and all this stuff and get their photos. And when the parents leave, oh, we can't stay. Oh, no, the kids will get too distracted if you're here, and come back at 6. And when they parents leave, and after they dropped off all the kids are kidnapped, and then they're basically sold on the black market. And like this one guy said, you can sell cocaine, you can sell a kilo of cocaine once, but you can sell a kid 5 times a day over and over again to a pedophile. And they have clubs like where it's $100,000 to join, and when you join this, okay, like maybe for $10,000 or $20,000, you can have 24-hour access at that club to any of the people there, and there might, you know, and they say, what, you know. And one of the raids that they show in the actual movie actually did happen, and they actually show the actual photos and stuff from the actual raid, and the people in the movie look so much like they did such a great job with the people looking like the ones that were actually kidnapped and captured. And
but so these not, people but are willing to spend, what, $20,000 for one night with a kid?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're billionaires. They're people like if you got money like they do, you know, and they sit there and they spend 24 hours with the kid. Some of them are actually bought, so they buy the kid, and you know, because there's a scene where that, like they say, a lot of the kids coming across the border with the adults, they're not the parents; it's someone trafficking them.
Yeah. $20,000 for a child for one night, and then the child goes back to the scumbags that are keeping the kid, huh?
It's like a $125 billion industry. And they're trying to keep people from seeing it. Because there's been 20 videos of people saying that, hey, we got tickets for this thing, and if you see on here, there's only like the first two rows sold that are not sold in the movie theater, the front two by the screen. Everything else it says is sold out. The movie's over. There have been three people in the theater. There's like probably 20 people that have come forward, and there's more that they know of where the thing on the website or on their phone says that the movie's pretty much sold out, maybe five or six seats. And when they go there, they're the only one in there. There's tons of people who said that out of the whole theater, theirs was the only one that didn't have AC. The whole theater had it. They went into other theaters, but they had no AC. There have been several videos where people post where the fire alarm goes off and they evacuate the people just in that movie theater because they don't want people to see it because, you know, Hollywood is huge in pedophilia.
Yeah. I heard about the air conditioning. I didn't hear that the fire alarms would go off and rouse people out. Yeah. Oh boy. When that comes, but, you know, when you can have the movie theater owners do this en masse and keep people from watching a film, they must be paying those theater owners pretty good because the theater owners, they make their money on the number of people, you know, who come in to the theater. So yes. if they're throwing people out because of a ruse, then they must be getting paid by Hollywood to do it. I want to find where the money is. I want to trace the money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because that's just sad. And then they try to, and then there's like the media's trying to downplay this movie and stuff. Well, technically, folks, you know, like it was in half the theaters of Indiana Jones, and they did pre-ticket sales where they sold tickets, and they got so many pre-ticket orders that they were able to get it in the theaters because Netflix turned it down. It was owned by Disney. Disney wouldn't produce it. Netflix turned it down. Amazon turned it down. They finally decided to go to the theaters and do it themselves. And they've had nothing but roadblocks. But they said, like, well, those pre-ticket sales don't count towards the first night sales. I'm like, if Indiana Jones sells a million tickets before the movie opens and opening night before opening night, guess what? They're going to count those. But since it's doing so well, they're trying to discredit the movie.
You know what? You were talking about Hollywood. Did you read about, what was it, 250 celebrities signed a letter stating that they were protesting the protesters, I think, against transgenderism or something. 250 celebrities, ranging from the A-list to the C-list, signing a petition in favor of, I forget, I think in favor of transgenderism on screen. I forget exactly what it was because I didn't read the entire article. I just perused it because I had to read other articles. And if I spend time like I used to reading from beginning to end all the articles that are out there, I used to spend hours and hours a night doing research, just reading articles. And, man. So I peruse articles now, and I get the gist of it. I try to remember the headline. But do you remember it? Do you know it? It's only happened recently. Something like 250 celebrities signing a letter. Do you remember what that letter was for?
I knew it had something to do with transgenderism, but that's as far as I got. Because I'm like you, I read so many articles, I usually peruse through them, or else I'd be like there for hours and hours.
Yeah. I know. It's nuts about what's happening in America.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, how long do you think America has before it actually collapses?
I would say I don't give it much longer because, like I tell people, I use CPAP, and I use distilled water in my machine. It was 88 cents like a year and a half ago when I started buying the distilled water. Now it's almost $2. It's $2.22 the last time I got a gallon, or $1.22. It keeps going up. Dollar Tree, now they're not just Dollar Tree because they not only have they gone up $1.25, which is 25% inflation, now they have all these other items that are $3, $4, and $5 to try to, since they can't just stay at a dollar, they have all this other stuff that's really more expensive. And it's, here's the thing. Why do we pay taxes? Why do we pay taxes to fix the roads? Why don't we just pass a let's fix the roads bill? This stimulus bill is going to help repair the roads. If they keep doing all these stupid $1 trillion stimulus packages to save America, why am I paying taxes if they're just going to continuously print money out of thin air?
Well, that's the whole purpose. It's not supposed to save America. Central bank, the Federal Reserve, and the other central banks, they're just there to make money and by siphoning off trillions of dollars worth of money in debt. And now that I think that the globalists are tightening the noose around America and tightening the noose around the world, I think they're going to collapse America pretty soon. You're not supposed to be comfortable. You're not supposed to have stable prices. You're not supposed to have a stable economy. So, it's not unusual to see inflation the way that it is now. Everybody's going down the tubes.
Yep, it's like, well, what good's the if we don't need all these programs? What good's the government? We need the people reliant on us, or else we're worthless.
Well, they don't work for us. That's the whole thing. They're there to get money from the lobbyists in order to continue funneling their campaigns when it comes time to do the campaign stomping.
Yep.
Oh, rather. So who are they going to listen to? Are they going to listen to some poor schmuck on a farm? Or are they going to listen to a lobbyist who's got a few million bucks and can invite them to a party where they can get their pick of kids?
Yep. Yep, it's sad. It's sad the world we live in, folks. But people, I remember when I worked in an assisted living community, there were people that told me I could remember a time when I could make money in a summer job enough to pay for a semester of college.
That's when college was cheap. I remember those times. But then, of course, the government steps in, and they start giving out loans and grants and everything. So naturally, the universities take advantage of the fact that there's free money out there, so they kept raising their tuition.
Yep.
Harvard costs, what, $50,000 a year to go to, minimum? That's ridiculous.
Yep, it is. Ridiculous. But then these kids keep going and they keep wasting money. Guess what? I'm going to get a degree in let me see here, in...
And maybe I'll
wind
find
turbine,
out what a woman is one day.
Yeah. Yeah, in wind turbine studies. Well, I can't get a job. It's because I'm black, that's what it is. No, it's because you picked wind turbine studies. What kind of degree, what do you do with that? What kind of, I mean, some of these kids and the degrees that come out with,
well,
them, they can't,
yeah,
get a job.
They're all brainwashed. You know, they think that climate change and environmental reform is the way to go. So, look, America's a mess. It's just a whole complete fucking mess. And anyway, having said that, it's time for me to go. So, take it easy, Kyle.
Later, man. I mean, seriously, like I told this one person one time, and this is what's funny. I'm like, these climate activists, I went to them, I'm like, okay, I guess you're kind of young. What is that supposed to mean? I said, because we were supposed to run out of fossil fuels by now. The ozone was supposed to be depleted. Acid rain was going to kill all the crops. We were having an ice age. Then it was global warming. Ice age, global warming, climate crisis. See, now they got the climate change / crisis. That way, no matter what the weather does, they can, well, it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too this, it's too that. Well, okay, whatever you want. Climate crisis. It's like these people are standing like, I don't know what the laws are in England, but they show these protesters blocking the roads. Well, in Indiana, I've been told, yeah, they can't legally be in like in a street or a highway. They can't be blocking the intersection. If they're there and you were to run them over, they'd be at fault, not you. I'm like, okay, yeah, you have no problem. If you hit them, it's on them, not you, because they can't be in the street. And that was coming from, like, I've had state troopers tell me that, police officers. Score. So, like, when Tucker was doing these interviews with all these people, like Mike Pence, the American people, that's not my concern. You know, he put a bunch of them to shame, calling them out. Finally, we got a reporter that was asking, but they need to have him interview Biden. Oh, jeez. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, folks. Thank you so much. Yeah, welcome to America, folks. The land of the free. You know, they want us to look at our freedoms as selfish, and that's not the case. So, I got, where am I, folks? I want to do a little bit of Premier League news. I got about 6 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, we got a new captain. Yes, Maguire loses his captaincy. And Bruno comes in, so it's going to be neat to see what happens with that. I mean, basically, what the vibe I get is Harry Maguire needs to go, and I guess him losing the captaincy is basically Ten Hag's nice way of saying bye-bye. And he has no reason to stay. He'll be the fifth choice center back. if we have that many injuries that he has to come on, and I guess West Ham United's interested in him, but I think he needs to. I don't know if he's hoping to get a better offer, but, I mean, I think he's like, hey, I can just sit on the bench and I can sit and do nothing and get paid how much? Where I would actually have to play on the pitch and make less money. Who knows? But it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see because, I mean, the writing's on the wall. You know, even before he lost the captaincy, he needs to go. But Andrea Nana, I was kind of like, why did we get him? Why did we bring him in? This and that. But now when I think about it, okay, let's say De Gea stayed one more year. He might not be available next year. He was available we're able to get him to guarantee that, you know, we have a great goalie. So I'm excited, you know. I'm excited. It's going to be interesting, a new chapter, you know. You know, I want McGuire to, I wish him well, just like I wish Lionel Messi well. It's like I wish anybody who leaves their team, you know, that, hey, I wish them well. I wish them all well. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know. I think they're going to drag out this sale until the end of the earth. It's one of those things. Yeah, my beautiful wife just walked by after the show, give a big hug and kiss. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, I think I'm excited, I believe. From what I can tell and what I can see, Holland, I think we'll get him. We're getting some players that Ten Hag wants. So it's going to be neat to see if, hey, he's the manager and he wants these, and, you know, and he knows these players. He knows Mount. He knows Anana. He knows what he's getting. It's kind of nice. This is who he wants. This is who he believes in. And it's going to be neat to see what happens now that we've got some of his players. But like anybody, you can fail. Walk off, get off the bus. Yep, I don't know if I'm going to pass the medical now. I just did it in my ankle. I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, folks. You know. I think they got to get some players out. I hope Harry Maguire goes. There's no reason for him to stay. I'm sure he's like, look how much money I'm making, and I'm going to actually have to make less and be on the first team. Oh, no. He's like a dad. He's like one of those fireworks, and you go, and your throat goes, and then you're like, what the heck? Nothing happened. I spent $20 on that thing and I lit it and nothing happened. He's a dud. Like Alexis Sanchez, he's a dud. Yeah, we got Alexis Sanchez. Yeah, buddy. Oh, he was a mistake. So it's gonna be interesting to see, you know. It's going to be nice to see that we've got actual people out Ten Hag wanted. So it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Like 40 seconds. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, this week we got the tour, so it's going to be interesting to see they're going to the United States. I just can't wait. Going to be nice to actually have, hey, he has players and they're the players he wanted. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually put each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.